In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Hello out there. I'm Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
We're going to be starting the message this week on Submission is Serving as a Friend from the pastoral series of messages we've been doing. But honey, why don't you pray before we get started?
Gracious Father, we love you, we honor you, we reverence you. We thank you for the privilege of being able to serve you by serving your people. We thank you that these messages are going out and being a blessing to others out there. And today, as we yield ourselves and submit ourselves to you, we ask you to anoint the ears of the hearers as well as the lips of those of us who speak out truth. And so we thank you for it. We pray for our president, our vice president, all of our elected and appointed officials, and we recognize, Father, that the necessity of them being surrounded with godly men and women who will counsel with them according to your word. And because that is so, we believe that they'll make the decisions that will enable us, your people, to live in all peace, honesty, and godliness before your face, because this is pleasing in your sight. We thank you again for the privilege of serving you. In Jesus' name, amen.
But I want to, tonight, because of the question that was asked at the end of the meeting last week, I just want you to look with me, please, at a few verses, and then we'll ask Minister Marlene to come down to ask that question again tonight. And let's go to James, the first chapter. And we're going to read, I'm reading it in the New International Translation. Verse 19 of the first chapter of James. It says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word of God planted in you, which can save you. Get rid of anything that's going to interfere with what's been planted in you, because what's planted in you can save you." Go with me to Proverbs, the 17th chapter, please. Verse 17 of the 17th chapter. A friend loves what? At all times. And a brother is born for adversity. Now, most of my life, people have taken the latter part of that verse out of its proper setting. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And I wrote in my Bible, Clinton is both my friend and my brother. And in the margin, in the footnotes of my Bible here, it says, a brother is born to help us in a time of need. That's not talking about your brother being your problem. So when you're fortunate enough to be married to both your friend and your brother, then you can look to be loved at all times, and you can look to have someone help you in a time of need. Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter, verse starting at verse 9. Well, I'll go back to verse 8. It says, "There was a man all alone, and he had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. And if two lie down together, they will keep warm. Now, they're not really talking about two men lying down together, okay? And if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. I have in margin of my Bible, Clinton, Jesus, and me. That's the threefold cord. That's not going to be easily broken, okay? Galatians, the fifth chapter and verse 13. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. Remember, we're talking about submission is serving as a friend. Serving one another in love, not just in marriage, but in our relationship as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And finally, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 14. It's a very tiny little verse with only four words in it. In my translation, it says, do everything in love. It's love that's the motivator that causes people to stick together to represent Christ Jesus. Minister Marlene, if you come to where, yes, you are.
Pastor Clinton, my question to Pastor Sarah was, Pastor Sarah, are you in submission to Pastor Clinton? And then the other question I had was, Pastor Sarah, are you running the church, this church?
I'm so glad you asked that.
Because, I mean, since she asked me and he was present, I thought, why should I answer? If I'm in submission to him, then let him answer the question. According to Minister Marlene, that was not her question. She said, I know what's going on. I've heard through the grapevine these questions often asked. And so we thought, well, if the children have the question, if the sisters and brothers have the question, then let's get the answer from the person who can best answer it. Does that make sense? Okay.
I am very glad that we got into Timothy, especially this portion of scripture that talks about the submission of women. And where the body of Christ has missed it, they think a woman has the same relationship to a man in the church as she does in her home. There is no question that the man has been given the title of head of the home. But what that means is the man is not given the scepter of kingship. He's given the responsibility of leader. There's a big difference. All right? In other words, if the man is the leader of his home, he's the benevolent leader of his home. He's the loving leader of his home. He's not somebody who has been given authority to put people down. And as I visit the VVV, Victorious Violated Victims, and I hear woman after woman after woman after woman talk about how she or they have been abused by men, I can tell you I sit there totally embarrassed and totally, I don't know the word to use, but I'm hurt. And I'm hurt because men, including myself when I was younger, took advantage of women just because they let me, which they shouldn't have done. So in answer to the question, as Pastor Sarah submitted to me in our marriage, you may have noticed that we both graduated from Bible school together, ordained together, are equal in every way in terms of our standing. But do you notice she always refers to me as the senior pastor? She doesn't have to do that, but she voluntarily gives me the title of senior pastor, according to me, a certain respect. All right? In our marriage, I know what people think. Ever since we started this church, people think Pastor Sarah's running me and running everything, you know? And I know it, but you can see about how it affects me, don't you? Because I never had it so good.
So if other people have a problem with the fact that they think she's running me, stay out of my business. I'm living too good. But in answer to the question, is she in submission? She's in submission in the home and respects me as the head of the home. Now, I must admit, I did not always occupy the position of head, because head means that you have spiritual responsibility for that family. And I did not always assume the spiritual responsibility for the family. It took me a while to grow into that. But once I grew to that place, she gladly was willing to step back and let me be that person. And I've been told by not only Pastor Sarah, but many, many women, that if the men will simply rise up and take their position, all the women would take a back seat and gladly support him as help meet. So that answers one question. Yes, Pastor Sarah is submitted to me like the Bible says that submission is supposed to occur. Well, how does the Bible say submission is supposed to occur? Well, wives, you're supposed to reverence your husbands, and husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And I'll tell you, when men get around to the place they're willing to sacrifice themselves for their wives, they're going to have no trouble out of being loved and reverenced and respected and helped and every other kind of way, because women are born to do that. Women are born to, the word is S-U-C-C-O-R. Succor means to support, to help, to provide for, to nurture, to care for. But I can tell you, their nature cries out to be mother, wife, friend, companion.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well.
And His word will work for you.